For a lot of people, summer camp is one of those cherished rites of childhood, but extreme weather makes being out in nature more risky now, as the flood deaths at Camp Mystic in Texas showed. Julia Simon from NPR's Climate Desk shares advice for parents and guardians.
On a recent afternoon in Altadena, California, Sam Holtzman is picking up his 9-year-old son, Abu, from a day camp in a local park.
Where's your backpack?
It's in there.
All right, let's grab it.
Bye!
Much of this park was destroyed around 6 months ago in the deadly wildfires in Altadena. Now the campers play on new slides and climbing structures.
Abu, is this thing new?
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
When choosing this camp, Holtzman thought a lot about risks of fire contaminants. The family still hasn't returned to their home because of smoke damage. Holtzman also worried about heat, which is why Abu's new camp is part indoor and part outdoor. The last few summers, Abu's camps have been mostly outdoors.
You know, he came home each day a little more tired, some days really frazzled by the heat.
Rupa Basu, senior science advisor at UC San Francisco, says kids and teens' bodies aren't as good at regulating their temperatures, making them more vulnerable to heat-related illnesses, a growing threat with climate change.
People don't even think of children often as being high-risk populations, but they absolutely are.
Whether it's heat risk, wildfire risk, or flood risk, oversight of U.S. camps varies considerably. That's according to Henry DeHart, interim chief executive of the American Camp Association.
There are a lot of states that have very little or no regulation related to camp. The regulatory framework is wide and varied, and in some places, it's not very robust.
That's why experts say there are some key questions parents and guardians should ask their kids' camps. Let's start with heat. Tracy Gaslin at the Alliance for Camp Health wants more parents to ask camps how the site is designed.
Do you have things like shade structures, misting systems?
She suggests asking, how often do campers hydrate? And how climate-aware are schedules? That can look like an activity in a cool location, then a warm location, then back to cool.
If we're going to be outdoors, guess what? Water activities are a great thing to do.
Chad Berginnis, executive director of the Association of State Floodplain Managers, says parents and guardians need to know if their kids' camp is in a floodplain and what the camp is doing about it.
Any kind of residential lodging overnight for the kids, if it's in a floodway, that should be a huge red flag.
Berginnis says camps should have an emergency action plan, but that's not all. He wants details.
I want to know the procedure if a flash flood warning is declared for the area. What does the camp do? What do the counselors do?
Where are the evacuation zones? Are there staff members up at all hours checking for flood and wildfire risks?
So they can talk it through with you. And if they cannot talk that through with you, again, I would say that's another red flag.
Back in Altadena, Holtzman told NPR he now has specific questions about his son's camp's wildfire evacuation plans. He wished he asked them before the start of the camp, but he's asking them this week. Julia Simon, NPR News.